And welcome, one and all, back to another edition of the Dot Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. You're joining me live in the Dot Comedy Studios, but I'm never alone. I'm with my boy, Joey LaFaro. Joey, say hello to the people.
Happy.
Oh, man. Joey, we're back. We took a little bit of a detour last week. We didn't have anything going on. We didn't have any weekend shows.
What?
We didn't have anything going on the weekend, so we took a little hiatus.
Friday's part of the weekend.
Not our weekend.
Oh, your weekend.
It's not a part of the contract that we
did. This isn't the part of the hour. It's a different hour.
It's not our weekend. Friday's not our weekend. Hour. Friday's not a part of our weekend.
Part of everybody's weekend.
No, it's not.
Part of the definition of weekend.
It's Friday at 5 o'clock supposedly starts the weekend.
Yes.
But I don't give Friday that kind of love.
I do. I give Friday more love than I give Sunday.
What? You don't give Jesus love?
I don't give the day that is just the long wait for the death of Monday. I don't ascribe to waiting for just imminent doom. I don't like it.
Really, Joey?
Nah, it's a weekday. If I have to stress about waking up the next day and I can't just enter sleep with no on my own terms, then I don't enjoy that day.
You can sleep on your own terms.
I start every day thinking about how that day will end.
See, that's the bad part about you, Joey. I look at Sunday as a beautiful, beautiful ending of a week.
How's it the end?
That's the end of the week. Monday's the start of the week. That's why it sucks.
What calendar do you have?
The real calendar.
Every single calendar has a Sunday at the beginning of the week.
Let's see. I'm gonna show you my calendar, Joe.
I'm looking at the calendar in my computer, and guess what it says? The first column. Sue for Sun for Sunday.
Sue.
S-U.
The first day of the week, Joey, is Monday. It says it right there.
Oh, calendar that is.
That's the regular calendar, Joey.
It's not. Most standard calendars start with Sunday and with Saturday.
That's not how it's supposed to be starting, Joey. The end of your week should be the day you spend the day with the Lord.
No, you take the Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you prepare for the battle ahead that is the week. It is the prologue.
Sunday is the prologue for the week of
fuckery.
For fuckery.
If I have to pack a bag for the next day, that is not, if I have to prepare the night before for the next day, that is not a weekend.
What are you packing a bag for on Monday?
I have to work.
So you pack a bag to go to work?
I do sometimes.
Why? What kind of bag?
A gym bag, clothes to change into.
What do you do?
Sometimes.
Are you a spy? It sounds like you're a spy.
I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Are you an import and exporter?
I have a particular set of skills.
Because it sounds like you're a fucking spy. I don't take bags to work.
I do. Every day. Multiple. I have my work bag, I have my gym bag, and I have my other work bag.
You take two work bags to work?
I have my comedy shows near me bag and my work bag.
Is this wet work, Joey?
I wish.
You wish you were doing more wet work?
Especially when the individuals leave their rancid drawers hanging in the fucking office shower.
We're not talking about that again, Joey.
That's literally wet work.
Hey, Joey. So you know how these bitches are all on these Stanleys, right?
What?
Now these bitches are all on these Stanleys, right?
Stanleys.
Stanley Cups.
I heard something about that.
So like supposedly someone had a car fire and the only thing surviving the fire was their Stanley Cup.
I had a Stanley Cup. Actually, it's somewhere in this house.
Okay.
I don't know where it is right now.
You know what I have, Joey?
I bought it before the pandemic, so I was cooler than everybody.
You were on board. You were the hipster doofus of all of them.
I bought it when I didn't know that it was the same company as the Staplers. I just thought it was like an eagle bear on the side of it. I was like, this is kind of cool.
This is interesting. But this is a teal cup. See that? See teal?
It's a tumbler.
It's teal. I have all teal tumblers now.
Why is brand relevant?
Because you got to get the right brand that signifies who you are, Joey.
It's aluminum with paint. How hard is this?
You're not brand specific about your thing?
No. I buy mine on vacation, so mine's a souvenir.
You buy a lot of Walmart shit, don't you?
I buy one. I bought one in St. Thomas and bought one in Ocean City. The Ocean City one's at my office, and the other one is upstairs.
Oh, you have still the black one from Ocean City?
Yeah, it's
that's at my house too. I still have that one.
I have mine out at the office.
That's a nice one. I use that as my cup, my teacup.
Oh.
I drink tea out of it, and tea stays warm all day.
I get a small teacup. I get really disposable coffee. You need a fancy coffee machine.
Got a Keurig?
No, it's called a Flavia.
Ooh.
Instead of pods, it has bags, little pouches.
So yeah, y'all got a loose leaf tea.
I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it because like it takes forever. And it's not particularly better than anything else.
Yeah, it seeps. You actually have to seep
it. I don't understand how it works either because it takes like these bags. They have this little plastic stem,
mm-hmm.
and then you put it in the machine, and the way in which the coffee trickles out, I feel like it's just a mess happening inside the machine.
Oh, the machine's fucking horrible. Like that machine, if you're not the one cleaning that machine out, you will never know the horror that's underneath that.
I had to do it one day because I didn't know where the office. Our office staff is on point sometimes, but other times not.
Mm-hmm.
So I never know when it's going to be like things. We ran out of coffee cups one day and they had to use like these other cups and they were too small. So you had to like switch them out to get all your coffee.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
How'd you run out of coffee cups?
I don't know.
You got to have your own personalized ones?
No. I mean, that was the day I concluded I should bring in a mug.
No, like you should like, okay. So when Comedy Shows Near Me opens up, it's actual. Corporate office.
I just have a problem moving my own shit into the office when technically that desk isn't mine. And technically I'm not necessarily supposed to be there. I'm a contractor. I am not, they will constantly remind me I'm not a full-time employee.
They tell you that a lot?
They've told me that multiple times.
Do you say, okay, well, fine, I'm going home?
They tell me that when they feel like I'm getting too uppity. Like, as soon as I feel somewhat passionate about mm-hmm. things and I'm like, we can make things better. They're like, whoa, whoa, you're just a contractor now.
They tell you, stay in your place.
Sit down, boy. You're just
stay in your place.
Be careful. You're just a contractor.
Wow, that sucks.
And then I snuck into a town hall meeting I wasn't supposed to go to.
Oh.
Yeah, because I wanted to hear what they were talking about. And I regretted it immediately because they were doing that thing where they like act like the world is different than it is.
What do you mean?
Like, have you ever been to a corporate town hall?
Yeah.
So usually what happens is executives who've never met the staff that's actually doing the work
mm-hmm.
Tell you what they think should be happening.
Yes.
And then they pat themselves on the back for something they think they did that didn't actually happen
mm-hmm.
or was done by somebody else entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell you things that you know aren't true.
Okay.
Like, you're like, okay, either you're lying or you're delusional. And then you stare at them in the face, but they're so delusional that they don't make eye contact with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're a contractor, you don't get to ask the questions that would, you know, threaten that delusion.
No.
So you just sit there and you let this happen. And then they tell you about a new initiative for an hour.
Okay.
That could have been told in 5 minutes.
Could have sent an email for that one.
Could have been an email.
Could have been an email.
But somebody wrote a speech with poetry in it. And oh. they have to
poetry and prose.
Yeah, they had to what's the ex something, whatever that longer word version of saying they needed to express
themselves. Exposit.
Exposit. No, that's not the one.
Expose is a
no. There's a
It's exposit.
No, it's not.
That's the fucking word.
It's not the word I'm looking for.
Oh, you said X, so I gave you the word for an no, X word.
It's when they extemporate.
I don't think extemporates it. See, I've been in those types of meetings, Joey. And because like when I used to work for
extemporize.
Okay, that sounds even worse.
Compose, perform, or produce something such as a music or a speech without preparation, improvise.
That's not what they did.
It's not. This was not on the fly. They
worked on that.
They read it. It was read. And they were very proud of it.
It was AI generated. And
no, it wasn't. It should have been. It would have taken less time. Maybe it would have been funnier that way. But there were rhymes that didn't need to be rhymes. They were like, it'd be like a whole sentence and then a rhyme from a previous whole sentence. Not in any sort of pentameter or haiku. No, it was whole thoughts that just happened to have similar endings. It was uncomfortably long, and I needed to pee, and they wouldn't let me go because they needed to tell me about something that I don't get to participate in because I'm just a contractor.
Spell commercial.
Commercial. C-O-M-M-E-R-C-I-A-L. I have a new coworker.
You do?
Yeah. And who's hired, we talked and he, you know, was very cool and like he seems to be like on his shit. And I was like, oh, this guy's professional. He's got all the shit together. This is going to be a great guy to work with. And then we like tried to train him on something. Did you ever try to train someone on something and immediately lose all faith you had in a person?
Yeah. I've been there a couple times.
Because like, and it's not for anything that he did wrong. It just was like some basic skill that they're doing in an unconventional way.
Yeah.
Like someone, like if they you hired somebody to work in a kitchen, but they hold the knife weird and you just don't anticipate that working at scale. I watch this man type things. And the typos, like the way he was spelling certain words is as if he was sounding them out.
Mm. I've been there with old. Is he older?
Yes.
Yeah. That's older. Older people do that with when they type. And I think they do it because when they learn how to type, they learn how to type on typewriters.
Is that what it is? Yeah. But I was like, is this really a non-issue? Because like, there's spell check, like, but I just like, if there wasn't spell check, this is the part you're not supposed to see. You know what I mean? It's like, sometimes you want something to remain a mystery. Like, I just need to see the finished product and then I don't have to worry about it. But then my boss showed me something that was turned in and one of the things said importance instead of important.
Importance?
Yeah. There was an M instead of an N. And I was like, that's rough. That's
important.
Yeah, it's like this clearly wasn't.
Well, they're right next to each other.
IN is not close to M.
Okay.
There's at least two mistakes there. At least two.
Oh.
That's like when they make it a 10-point game, a 2-score game. That's what that was. That computer, that sentence went up two scores over that keyboard.
You know what I'm doing over here, Joey?
What's that?
I'm actually doing something very intuitive.
Intuitive. How's that?
I'm creating scripts for myself.
Scripts for yourself.
Yeah. So like I created two scripts, okay? on ChatGPT.
I'm sorry. I went to Facebook to share the podcast that we're doing. And the first thing I see is a meme created by one Kurt Ryan.
Okay.
who, as you know, is very skilled with these. And it just says, I tried open mic comedy once, and then it says, now I'm gay. And it has this guy sitting in a corner, sad. And I was
wow.
I don't know why that hit me so hard. I was like, that's hilarious.
All right. So
sorry.
So here I created, okay, the two things I typed in the ChatGPT, okay? Mm-hmm. Create a 30-second commercial for comedy shows near me.
Uh-huh.
And I do a radio commercial for comedy shows near me, comedy classes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I've been ignoring Jamarius.
Oh, hello, Jamarius.
Jamarius was commenting on our date thing. He probably already left. I forget that there's comments on Instagram. I'm sorry.
Just keep that up on a screen near you. Like, if you got two screens there.
I do, but like, I can't have both of them like where I can see them all. Well, maybe I can.
Yeah, you can. You should be able to.
All right. I had to move things around.
Okay. Hey, Joey, I'm not pressing.
We were behind schedule, and I raced to set this up. And we're not set up in a conducive way. It's fine. We'll be okay.
We're going to be all right.
Well, you continue. You were saying.
All right. So here's the first commercial, okay?
Commercial.
Here's the first commercial for comedy classes. All right. It says, let me find some music to play in the background of it. Does it get booted off platforms if I play when I play music in the middle of the show?
Huh?
Does it get booted off platforms when I play
music? I don't know.
Because I haven't seen any like copyright things pop up in a while.
I mean, sometimes they do, and then they rescind the copyright hold, and then they put it back on. It's just Warner Brothers. Because they're assholes.
Yeah, for the most part, you know how that goes. All right, so
old Wile E. Coyote ass.
All right, so here you gotta play. You gotta play a jingle.
A jingle. No.
Daddy, won't you be my daddy? Daddy.
Hey there, comedy enthusiast. Are you ready to turn your funny bone into a comedic masterpiece? Look no further than Comedy Shows Near Me, where the laughter never stops. Not only do we have hilarious comedy shows lined up for you, but we also offer comedy classes for those aspiring to tickle funny bones themselves. Learn the art of stand-up, sharpen your improv skills, and discover a unique comedic voice with our experienced instructors. Whether you're a seasoned comedian or just starting out, there's a class for everyone. Don't miss the chance to unleash your inner comedian and spread the laughter. Join us at Comedy Shows Near Me, and let's turn those chuckles and the full-blown belly laugh together. Sign up today and let the comedy journey begin.
I have some issues. I have several issues.
Yeah, several issues. I actually like that.
I have so many issues.
Go ahead.
So this choice of song is problematic.
It is. It's a very problematic song.
Like, first, just the song by itself. I know. Go get adopted. That's not. I don't need that in my life.
Oh, you know what? You don't like the Father's Day anthem for 2023?
No,
that's the Father's Day anthem of 2023.
That needs to go away. Grow up.
Grow up. Don't call me daddy.
I've met those women. No, back heathen.
Oh, you met women like to call you daddy?
No, they're not. That's not a calling, daddy. It's no. They want all of.
They
the
want daddy.
Daddy.
They want daddy.
Literally need a father.
They need a daddy. They need a real daddy.
You can make it father if you feel better, but that's really what they need. They're looking for that.
Okay.
Second of all, I don't like, because like, as the male, primarily male teacher, I feel like that's putting that on me personally, as being a comedy father, which is weird. Also, I don't know if I want the that type of, you know, even if you want to say, oh no, it's a sexy thing for some people, I get it, but the comedy class is not where I would apply. Like, I have the vibe does not match.
Okay.
And that is good. And then there's the whole people who like are like, hey, do you want to write together? Like, that's what I hear. That's who I think that's marketed to. And if someone's like, yes, please, like, that's a red flag to me.
Mm. Okay, so we'll do a different one. We'll deal with this song. All right, we'll change it up. Okay. We can always change up things, Joe.
Okay.
Because we're working here. It's a working show.
Working shop show?
Yeah, the working shop show.
It's okay. Nothing happened in the world.
Not
that,
really.
That nothing. We can talk about. There were a couple things. Did you know that Rebel Moon Part 2 is coming out?
I saw a trailer, like an ad for it, but I didn't. Yeah. I didn't see Rebel Moon 1. So
you're better off.
Okay.
Zack Snyder is trash. No, he's tired of pretending he's not. Yes, he is.
He did great with Batman.
No, he didn't. I'm tired of people acting like, oh, well, if you ever gotten the Snyder cut, it would have been better. No, it just would have taken 3 more hours because you added 8 more slow-mo scenes of Jason Momoa's back for no reason.
Yeah.
Wet
Jason Momoa back, baby. Just
play that song you were playing before and watch Jason Momoa's wet back. Wait, that seems wrong.
That seems hilarious. That seems like something that should be made. Where are we at in the show?
I think
22-24.
I stumbled on a really bad phrasing that wasn't technically, it was wrong, but it wasn't because it was technically accurate.
Yes.
That wasn't what I was saying, but it just that's those words went together the way they shouldn't have at the wrong time.
Okay. All right. So here's the next promo. Okay. This is a 30-second commercial for comedy shows near me.
Okay.
All right. So we'll start it off here.
This is for you, my number one. This is for you, my number one.
Are you ready to let your damn it? I can't read sometimes. Hold on, let's start that over. I don't like this song choice.
I don't know why all these slow jams.
He can read sometimes.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
This is why I'm hot.
Hey, folks, are you ready to laugh until your sides hurt? Look no further. Welcome to the comedy extravaganza happening right in your neighborhood. Get ready for a roller coaster ride of hilarity with top-notch comedians delivering gut-busting punchlines and side-splitting jokes. From stand-up to improv, we've got it all. Bring your friends, bring your family, and get ready for an unforgettable night of comedy gold. Grab your tickets now and join us at comedy shows near me for an evening full of laughter and good vibes. Don't miss out on the funniest shows in town. Get your tickets today and let the laughter begin. See you there. How you like that?
That was good.
It's good. I think I could work on those.
Yeah, that one, that's some promise.
You know what I did on this? Like,
I'm sorry, I can't have trouble getting excited about ads because Top Dog Law. Like, it exists. Like, I just don't. I didn't think that would work.
Okay.
I didn't think that would work, but like, I thought, oh, this is ridiculous. Who would hire these guys? And then I went to Philadelphia a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and there were billboards for it everywhere. Have you heard this ad?
Let's see. I may have heard it. I mean, I paid attention.
So it's like a personal injury lawyer.
Okay.
And the company's called Top Dog Law. And if that wasn't enough of a red flag for you.
Okay, I'm looking at it for it on Instagram. On YouTube, here we go.
Yeah, you'll find it on YouTube.
Is this muted? I don't know. Hold on, turn it down.
Is one of the best tactical marketers I've ever seen. He gets into the nitty gritty in a way that I don't think many of them. Is that an ad?
I think no, this is how to get 40 plus cases a month from Instagram. 40 cases a month?
Cases.
He gets 40 plus cases a month from Instagram with James Helm of Top Dog Law.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, but
he's a huckster.
No. And you need to hear the ad, though. The ad. It's the ad. The ad is what breaks my soul.
Top Dog Law radio. The radio ad. Radio commercial?
Yes.
All right. Hold on one second.
Because I need to call attention. I'm trying to get positive results to adjust to alcohol in terms of recovery because of
effects and laws in each client's case. After my accident, I called one law firm. They told me that they was going to give me justice. I'm like, wrong answer. I ain't looking for no justice. I'm looking for money.
I hung up on them. Yes.
Top Dog Law.
Yes.
You ain't going to believe this, Top Dog. I called another law firm. Know what they said? They was going to give me justice. I don't want justice. I want money. You know what happened? I got into a car accident. Got to the hospital. They ain't that quick enough hand to get my leg amputated. I want top dollar for that. That's a car accident.
This is real. This isn't a joke.
This is a real ad. That's fucking hilarious.
There's another one where he's like, you were meant to get in that accident. It was written. And then it was written for you to call Top Dog Law.
So they use church vibes.
It's fucking Eastern Motors as a fucking lawyer company. I was like, who the fuck is hiring? Top Dog Law. Give me Kirk Ferentz and like, I need the at least one Jew name in there, and then like two other like adjacent long. I needed a hyphen. You have like, you know, something like Slidell, and then you have like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, and then there's just a Williams. Like there's at least it always ends with a regular name.
Yeah, with someone normal at the end.
It's like
Goldberg, Sanchez, and Jones. No,
it's Sanchez Gutierrez. There's always a
Sanchez
hyphen.
Gutierrez.
It's like Jones. It's.
Okay, so they don't. So in other words, in Philadelphia, they don't need justice.
Oh, they're here too. I only ever heard the ad, but I saw the billboard, and I thought, who's wasting their money on these ads? But when I saw the billboards, I realized that the problem is more widespread than I once thought.
Everybody is. So he's everywhere from the looks of it. He's in every city.
Yeah. This is a much larger.
Is Top Dog Law like a conglomerate?
I don't know, but they are marketing hard to black people.
Oh yeah, they are definitely pushing that agenda. Big Blues Law Daddies.
Peyton Morgan is not calling.
Oh my goodness.
Fulton Reed's not calling Top Dog Law.
No. Oh, you know what did happen this week, Joey?
What?
I was informed of this today. I did not know it was happening because at the end of the day, I don't really care that much. The WNBA draft was yesterday.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And did you watch any of it?
No, I didn't realize that. It was weird because like I felt like it was like a week from like Angel Reese did something in a game to she was drafted.
Yeah, she said that
it looked like she was dressed in chainmail for her drafting, which I thought was weird.
Like Angel Reese could wear whatever she wanted to wear.
I'm not complaining.
I would not complain if I was.
I just thought it was like you don't see. I mean, I guess you kind of see that now because these new news are weird. Mm-hmm. But like, you don't usually see that in the draft. Like, I haven't seen a dude show up in a chain link.
Not yet.
Someone's gonna show up.
Wait till this draft.
Wait till this draft. Someone's gonna show up in a chain mail and a crop top.
Oh yeah, a crop top.
It's gonna be Caleb Williams. It's gonna be Caleb Williams. He already is wearing lip gloss and whatever the hell else, painting his fingernails, whatever the hell.
So Caitlin Clark?
Yeah.
The white Larry Bird. She went to the Indiana first overall pick, went to Indiana Fever And
it'd be cool if these two actually just had that rivalry all the way into the WNBA Hall of Fame. I don't feel the urge to follow it, though. I don't. I can someone just report to me at the end?
Angel Reese only went number seven, though.
That's the thing, is like these that we there's a lot we don't know about. Like, you hear about two people because of a like the
all their reason, beef was what
the beef was the only reason that anyone heard about it. Mm-hmm. And like, there's other players,
yeah, like a bunch of players went above Angel, which is a little perplexing because I thought she was the best player they had.
This is the star power, which the WNBA desperately needs,
okay,
because that's how you like. The whole problem with the whole pay thing that people complain about, mm-hmm, is that there's less money in the whole sport.
True.
Like, if that's, and it's like getting subsidized by the NBA.
Well, all of it is. I mean,
the NBA is not subsidized by nobody.
Well, the NBA is not subsidized by anybody, but every, like, schools, they go by the main sport of the school. Mm-hmm. So if it's a predominantly black school.
College is different. I'm talking about college.
Well, college, because again, if your college football team is number one in the country, they subsidize every other team that's in the school. So if like you have a Division I football team,
yeah,
they're going to pay for all the other clubs.
Yeah, they'll use that. But they'll also, but women's sports in college can also. So here's the thing. People.
Women's sports in college can draw.
Right. Football used to be this way too.
Yeah.
The NFL used to be this way too. The NFL used to be lower than college football.
Oh yeah,
people be like, oh, pro football, what the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. So like all the stars were in college and they would go get real jobs.
Yeah.
So
a lot of them did. Like, it was weird. Like, I was seeing that. Like, I was watching a documentary on like Jackie Robinson. Mm-hmm. Jackie Robinson. They were like, oh yeah, he was a grocery store manager in the offseason. Not a grocery store manager.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
That was up through the 70s.
Yeah. It's like weird. Like, they had real jobs like on the side. That was
you gotta remember, back then you didn't have television, like, really.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the mid-50s that television was even around. And even then, like, people didn't have good television. So like, and the stadiums could only hold so many people. So like, there wasn't the eyes on the sport. It wasn't until like you got into really like probably the 80s and 90s when the games both financially exploded.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's what we'll do, Joe, as out of respect.
Like, ESPN, for example, didn't start till then. And then once.
Yeah.
So you didn't have SportsCenter.
So out of respect for the WNBA, we'll say the top 10 picks for this year's draft. Okay.
Okay.
Going number one, Caitlin Clark.
Wait, why are we doing this?
Because it's being respectful, Joey.
We've never done this for any draft in any sport.
It happened.
Ever.
It happened, Joey. We'll start.
Why would we don't know who?
We'll start with them. We'll start with here.
Here's the thing. Do you want to, you're just naming a list of people?
Seems very disingenuous. I know it does. It's so fucking funny.
Because is there a position? Do you know what they play?
They got a position here.
Okay.
All right. They got a position and their college team.
Okay.
All right, so we can go down the list, see if you may recognize any of these people's names. All right, so Caitlin Clark, she went to the Indiana Fever.
She went number one?
She went number one overall.
Okay.
She was a guard, and she was at Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, you got Cameron Brink. She's a center for Stanford, and she went to the Los Angeles Sparks. Camilla Cardoso. Was a center at South Carolina. She went to the Chicago Sky. Let's see, number four, Rakia Jackson. She's a forward, went to Tennessee, or went to the University of Tennessee, now plays for the Los Angeles Sparks. Joyce Sheldon, the guard at Ohio State. She went to the Dallas Wings. Let's see, Aaliyah Edwards. Forward for UConn, went to the Washington Mystics. Angel Reese, forward / center at LSU, went to the Chicago Sky. Alicia Pilea, forward for Utah went to the...
I forgot this requires you to read names. This is a terrible segment.
Kalia.
I have no way of verifying.
You can pull it up on your fucking screen, too.
No, I did not.
She went to the Minnesota Lynx.
I'm not going to pretend.
At number nine, Carla Lalita, a guard from France. She went to the...
Even Candace admits this is boring. That's how bad this is.
Well, she should join. How about that?
She should join.
She should join. I'm talking about women's shit, and she's not here. See how this works, Joey? See what happens when I get onto a woman's issue, and she doesn't want to be around it? You know why? Because women don't support women.
I mean, that's not been in question.
Women don't support women. Women don't support women's sports. Where can to say that at? Because it's not in any chats I see.
It's in the comments on Instagram.
Oh, okay. So she's watching us.
Oh, her hair is not done. That's what I...
She doesn't show her face most weeks.
Yeah, I don't understand how that's relevant.
Jesus Christ, man. All right, whatever, Joey. All right, fine. You know what I did, Joey?
What?
We get back to cool shit. I celebrated my 40th birthday this week, Joey.
Yes, you did. Congratulations. 40
years of happiness and celebratoriness. And I went to Atlantic City and stayed at the Ocean Resort and Casino, which was an amazing time. I had a fun adult time in Atlantic City, Joey.
That's good. I only go there and have sadness. So
why do you go and have sadness?
Because it's Atlantic City.
I know it's you gotta
there's nothing there for me.
Drinking. When you want to drink. I had a good
why would I go there to drink? I
had a good daiquiri.
Okay.
It's from a place called Wet Willie's up there.
I feel like there's like a lot of places between here and there.
I haven't had a good daiquiri here in my life.
Where are you going for these daiquiris?
No one's ever made me one that was good. So,
I mean, I can make that.
You can make a daiquiri?
Yeah, we get daiquiris at home.
I got daiquiri at home. Everybody's got daiquiris, but no one's made me a good one. That's what I'm saying, Joseph. Well, fuck.
You haven't had my daiquiri.
Okay, I apologize for not eating your daiquiri, drinking your daiquiri. Or, is it eating or drinking a daiquiri?
Drinking.
Drinking? Okay, cool. But yes, I had a fun time. I
mean, you can eat a daiquiri, but that's fucking weird.
You gotta eat it with a Slurpee straw.
If I see someone with a spoon and a daiquiri, like, arrest them.
And they're probably drunk already.
Serial killer behavior. They're gonna chase it with a thimble of milk.
Oof. Yeah. Another review for the week. Don't go to Wahlburger ever if you can avoid it with all things in your soul. Avoid Wahlburger.
Harvey Wahlburger?
No, it's
Donnie Wahlburger.
Mark Wahlburger.
Oh no.
It's Mark and Donnie Wahlburgers.
Oh no.
It's the Wahlburgers.
Why would you trust people from Boston with flavor?
Obviously a bad damn decision because there was no seasoning on anything. Like it tasted like white. It's like it tasted as if I'd eaten a piece of paper with potatoes in it. I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? It's
like the whitest name in Hollywood. And made a restaurant.
What? Yeah, so don't go there.
Candace wants to know if you won some money.
I did not win any money. I went to have fun. I don't go to casinos expecting to win money, but I do take money just in case I want to gamble. I don't go expecting to win anymore.
I was at home rewatching episode 5 of X-Men 97.
You've been on this X-Men thing for a minute.
Because everyone else is.
Everyone else needs to get up off 90 dick.
Nah,
90s dick is this heavy in your mouth.
No, it's not about
all that, this 90s dick riding y'all.
You need to watch it before you slander.
Quit sucking his dick, Joey.
I mean, they did make Magneto Mr. Steel your girl for some reason, and it was
weird. He seemed like he had that kind of energy back then.
He didn't before because he had the helmet on. And he wasn't wearing like he had a full on red, like he looked like he was wearing pajamas before, but now he's got the helmet off, the hair's flowing. He's got the big ass broad shoulders, and then they're exposed because he's
buff.
They're sleeveless, but he's wearing sleeves. It's weird. And apparently this costume that he wears is comic book accurate. I have not been able to verify that, but yeah, he had hair.
He didn't have hair in the original series, did he?
He did, but it was again. I don't know. It was like he was always wearing a helmet to protect himself from Xavier in the original series, but now Xavier's dead, So
you need to protect him.
No need to protect him somewhere. He's leader of the X-Men.
Really?
Yes. That's why you need to watch the show. It's fucking good.
That's not that okay. I thought it was gonna be a remake of the old.
No, it's not. That's what
it is. A continuation?
Yes.
From when Charles died?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a remake.
No.
Okay.
Why would they remake something they already have on Disney Plus with the same animation style and the same intro? There'd be no point in doing that.
Your guess is as good as fucking mine.
You can't re-release a cartoon.
Yeah, you could. You do it all the time.
That's called a rerun. It's not a re-release.
Disney opens the vault every like 6 years and they pull out a Cinderella and they go, hey, before it goes back in the vault, get your Cinderella re-release. It's on 4K this time. And it's like, oh, they put bad video on 4K. That's great. But yeah, so he looks cool on here though.
No, like the storylines in this show are like heavy as fuck.
So he's fucking rogue?
And season 5 will fuck you up.
He's fucking rogue.
That there's a hint that happened.
Yeah, buddy, I can see it.
There's some stuff there.
I can see Magneto getting that. He got the M on his chest now.
But Gambit's still around.
Hey, sometimes the boss got to take a little bit. That's called the tax. That's the house tax.
I'm just saying, check it out. That one's good. Shogun's good.
I just finished Fallout.
Don't tell me what happens.
Okay, I won't.
I've been trying to watch it, but then Clutchy saw me watching it, and now she kind of wants to watch it, but we haven't actually sat down to watch it because we're still trying to finish Resident Alien.
Why?
Because Resident Alien is also very good.
I've seen a couple episodes of. I saw it when it first ran. Yeah. Saw a couple episodes then, but I've never been like, oh, I'm gonna watch Resident Alien. It's never been my thing.
It's way funnier than you ever can imagine.
Than I could imagine. Okay.
They like you. It seems kind of like silly, but it is at times. But they also set up some like really clever, complex jokes from like storylines that you just pile up, and like you're like, they'll start a joke that they set up like 3 episodes prior. Like they do a really good job.
You like that type of shit.
I like it when there's like it's not shitty stupid humor.
I like my jokes to come right away.
They do both. They've got layers.
They're layered.
They're layered.
Okay.
They got the quick hits.
Anything in the chat?
No.
That we need to address.
Not a damn thing. So, like, they'll have like stuff that they set up because this kid's parents are kind of weird. So like. At one point, I forgot what it was. They told him something, and he's like, no, why couldn't you be getting a divorce? That's all. It would have been way better than you telling me that. And it was like, you could see where the kid had been like, had all the reasons to think it was a divorce. Because they had been, everything, the way they've been acting, it like definitely made it seem like that was where it was
happening. Wow.
It's a really well thought out show. So I've been like trying to bounce between that, Shogun. There was something else I just finished too recently. But I can't remember what it was. Oh, Invincible.
Invincible? Okay.
That's a cartoon that's fucking heavy.
It is. Like I told you, I watched that first episode. It was kind of...
It's intense.
It's an intense show. Like it makes you sit and go...
This is really like I was like it doesn't need. I mean, the only reason that I'm kind of glad it's a cartoon is because you look at the voice actor list and it's absurd. There's no way they could afford all these people
to play play a live action version.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But yeah. So like I said, I finished Fallout. Great show. Advise anybody who was out there looking for a good show to watch Fallout. The ending was fun. It made sense. Like the season ending made sense.
The one piece of issue, the one issue everyone has with Fallout is that it was bingeable. Yes. You dropped the whole series at once.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like, you know, watching Shogun and X-Men week to week. So
yeah,
there's that build up again.
The only The other show that I watched, I can't wait to come back out, is Crazy Taxi.
Okay.
With your boy, Anthony. Falcon. Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's on Peacock. Mm. It's like, you saw the new video game Crazy Taxi.
They released some footage from his new movie, by the way.
Yeah, new movie?
Well, the new Captain America movie.
Oh.
There was a thing called CinemaCon, and Marvel like played clips from some upcoming stuff, but they didn't let anybody see it outside of CinemaCon.
Of course not. Crazy Taxi. Oh, when the hell the next season coming out?
Let me go down this rabbit hole, find out it was canceled.
I'll be so pissed. Because it was actually, like, they set up a perfect season 2.
I'm trying to get ready to watch Physical 100 season 2.
True.
I want to see if they get more non-Asians in the mix this time.
That seems racist for some reason.
No, because the first season was...
It's not Crazy Taxi, it's Twisted Metal.
They made a show out of that game?
Yes.
Are we going to do this now? Is this what we're doing? We're just making old video games and TV shows?
Yes. That's what they're doing. Like Fallout, I didn't know the history of Fallout until I saw the trailer for it, the first episode, saw the beginning of the first episode. And then I started I typed it in the YouTube, and then all of a sudden everybody's got 10,000 videos about Fallout. And I'm like, I didn't know it was that popular of a game. It looked kind of stupid.
No, it was a very popular game.
Okay, it looked stupid. It looked stupid when I was younger.
Why did it look stupid?
It just looked stupid. Like, it's just a dude with... I didn't understand what that meant.
What?
I didn't understand what that meant.
Oh, you're talking about the little, the vault dweller.
Yeah. The vault boy.
I didn't remember the vault boy from it. I remembered the freaking armored suit and the gas mask. And I was like, I didn't want to watch it because I was like, I don't like dystopian shit. It's annoying to me.
Well, everything's dystopian now. They're preparing us.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to be.
They're desensitizing us to when it truly happens. They're getting us ready for the end of the world when Russia drops a bomb on New York City, and we're just stuck and we're trying to figure out what to do next.
I mean, listen, everything's shitty. If it wasn't, then Columbia, Maryland wouldn't be number 7 on the places to live list. Columbia's best we can do.
Columbia's not a bad place to live.
It's not, but it's not top 10.
Yeah, it is.
Top 10?
I would put it in top 10.
In the nation?
Where else would you live in the nation?
I can guarantee you there's 10 places that Columbia, I've lived there. It's fine. But if that's the best, then kill me now. The best we can hope for is mid.
What's number one?
It's mid as fuck.
Top 10 best places to live. So you're saying Columbia is not in the top 10.
Columbia should not be in the top 10, but I saw it on the top 10 list somewhere.
Top 10 best place to live in the U.S. Green Bay, Wisconsin, Huntsville, Alabama.
Ew.
Raleigh, Durham.
Who the fuck made that list?
Boulder, Colorado, Sarasota, Florida, Naples, Florida, Portland, Oregon, Charlotte, North Carolina, Colorado Springs, Fayetteville, Arizona, Madison, Wisconsin, Boise, Idaho. See, it's not in the top 10.
Oh, yeah, it's a different list.
It may be one of the top 10 cleanest cities.
I saw it on a top 10 list. Hold on. It was number 7 on somebody's list. I can't remember.
On the Columbia list.
No.
Best Columbia is to live in when you're living in Columbia. Number 7, Columbia. If you live by the
livability.com ranked it 15th in 2021.
See, that's 3 years old.
There was another one that had him number 7, and I saw it.
I saw it.
It happened.
Columbia's not in the top 25.
That's good. That makes you feel better.
On any list. But I don't know how Green Bay, Wisconsin is.
Huntsville, Alabama doesn't give me the warm and fuzzies.
Green Bay, Huntsville,
Raleigh, Green Bay? Green Bay.
Boulder.
What is Green Bay known for?
Frozen.
tundra, which is redundant because tundra means frozen earth.
It's frozen earth.
It's double frozen.
It's double frozen earth.
How is that? Who
named it frozen tundra?
What Eagle Scout made that list? It's the best place to test your metal as a scout. I got 16 badges for ice fishing.
Yep. So let's see. We got Madison, Boise, San Jose, Ann Arbor, Melbourne, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida.
If that list includes anywhere in Michigan, I'm out. Nothing against our Michigan listeners, but I don't feel like Michigan.
Oh, Grand Rapids is here too.
Be in the top 10 for places I want to be.
Knoxville, Tennessee. Where do you live? You live in, where's the studio located now?
Capitol Heights.
Capitol Heights. What is Capitol Heights?
Capitol Heights is not on the list.
Capitol Heights ranking in American cities.
This is not going to be good.
I got to see it.
1042.
Ranking in the U.S.
Anyway.
Let's see. Generated 150th in Maryland.
That sounds about right. Where's Beltsville?
Oh no, these are all schools. Hold on a second. These are schools. Capitol Heights Elementary School is ranked 150th in Maryland.
Never mind. I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. Yeah, you don't move here for the schools, no shit.
Move for the cheap property.
No one moves to Prince George's County for the schools.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
You move to the good part, though.
There's no good part for schools.
Bowie
High School is not a good place to be.
No, not Bowie High School. In the Bowie area. You move there so your kids can get into the other schools that are around there. So they'll get into Eleanor Roosevelt and you get into...
Eleanor Roosevelt's in Greenbelt.
Yes, it's down the street from Bowie.
It's in Greenbelt.
But you can get there from Bowie.
But no, you have to go to Bowie because Bowie's there.
No, you don't. You can test into Roosevelt.
You can test into Roosevelt from any part of the county.
Yes, so you can be in PG County.
That's
you can
not. Do the PG County no County. One moves to PG County so they can test into Roosevelt.
Okay, Joey.
Roosevelt is the only school. Is Roosevelt is basically any Montgomery County high school.
It is.
That's all it is.
That's the fucking worst.
Since PG County only has the one, you have to test into it.
That's fucking hilarious.
And it's pretty sad because even it doesn't have windows. It looks like a jail.
It does. Most schools look like jails though.
Nah, no, not CH Flowers.
See, since they blew up Flowers, it doesn't look like a jail anymore.
Wait, they blew up Flowers?
They rebuilt Flowers.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, the new one over off 193.
Yeah, there was an old one. I didn't think Flowers was a school before that.
Yeah.
Built.
There was a school there.
Oh.
I like it.
I never had any awareness of it prior to that.
Someone joining?
It was like Miss Rita's going to join us.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. What's good?
Hey, Miss Rita. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for hopping on.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you know me, Joey. I almost couldn't get it together. I said, I'm going to make this shit work tonight, goddammit.
It's my fault. I was supposed to call you, but we were late getting on the air.
Yeah, I just happened to see my phone light up. And I'm like, what the? Anyway, I was here.
Thank you for joining
us. Well, thank you for joining us. Definitely glad to have you. For those of you who do not know, this weekend at Dave & Buster's in Arundel Mills, Comedy Shows Near Me is putting on the 420 show of the year. That's right. Miss Rita will be joining us as the feature for that show. Correct, Joey?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Miss Rita, tell them a little bit about you. Is this the second time Miss Rita's been on the podcast, right?
No. I don't know. I can't remember. Old lady syndrome. Forget shit.
No, she's been on on comedy shows and me shows multiple times, but I think she's been on the podcast before.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome.
Basically, this is 420, so... That's my day because I'm a smoker. And yeah, it's going to be 420 content.
Okay. It's going to be a good show, Joey.
I saw at least two people 420 and on the way home today.
Oh, yeah. It's
420 everywhere sometime.
in Maryland now all the time.
I need you to not be 420 while you're driving, though.
Oh, well, you sure? Because I've been smoking 50 years. I'm driving in some more shit.
This man had the audacity to break for an imaginary creature that wasn't there.
Said his chain of a thing to 420.
Oh, there you go.
That's the background of 420.
Haze.
If I could change it to purple, it'd be awesome. It's purple haze behind me.
What do you know about purple haze?
That's the drink I drank at when I was out in Atlantic City.
Favorite bang flavor?
Oh no, purple haze back in the day meant something totally different. Oh,
I definitely aware of that. We know that one. we don't partake.
But you don't look like you old enough to know. You probably just heard about it. You weren't there.
Oh no. I wasn't around when it happened. There was purple haze and there was Love Boat. A lot of mixtures of marijuana and other stuff growing up.
Listen, my brother and his friends almost blew up the garage a couple of times mixing that shit together. I knew I didn't want none. As soon as I seen them put embalming fluid in, I was like, "Yeah, they put that in dead people."
Yes.
Here's the thing: back in the day, Saint Elizabeth would pay you to bring people in. And my brother would make up that shit, and he would find people and give them a tester. And when they would lunch out on the tester, he would take their ass up St. Elizabeth and turn their ass in and get that $75.
Wow.
That's funny shit.
Wait a minute. So after about, and you know, back then, they didn't know what Love Boat was, so they would keep you for a 30-day observation. So after about the first 30 days, when that first nigga came home, he started telling people. And my brother be giving out testers. Somebody say, "When you seen Rain?" They say, "Oh, he got in the car with Mike. So won't see that nigga for 30 days.
If you see Mike on the block.
People, when I tell you we was turning in 2 to 3 motherfuckers every Friday and Saturday. Until about 2 months in, when the word got out, everybody was like, "Nah, man, I just buy my shit to smoke it. I ain't fucking with you. Smoke that free shit and end up in St. Elizabeth."
No.
And not all of them came home, because some of them lunched out. You know, yeah. Some of that shit took people out that one time and they ain't never come back.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. Well, that was weird. Like, it was, I was like, wait, so you're like, you would smoke this? Like, embalming fluid.
Right. Like, I seen them put all kind of, if I name some of the shit, like I said, they almost blew up the damn garage, because they was mixing the pesticides and roach spray and anything liquid they was mixing together.
Mixing in there.
Man, when I tell you, like I said, my brother would give out testers just to see how niggas would. He was one of the first people that came out with that butt naked.
Oh. Yeah, Joey, you ain't never smoked, Joey, unless you smoke some butt naked.
And you know, if you anybody in C Pleasant, you already know we would capital on that shit.
You're in the area of butt naked.
I just got here.
Yeah, you in butt nakedville.
Yeah. I think that's why that property across the street's vacant.
That's why a lot of properties around here are vacant.
Yep. It's-
There was a fucking vulture sitting in the window. We drove past it the other day. Like, we were coming back from that meeting. It was just a vulture sitting in the window, like the open window on the top floor. I looked over. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Like bodies in there.
Oh, nice. You know, they got turkey buzzards around here. Mm-hmm. And them son of a bitch, look, Joey, my father back in the day had his own animal kingdom in the backyard. He would open the window. And he would put the scraps from pizza or whatever the kids didn't eat. And the different animals would come up and eat it, right? So one day I went out the back door and I heard this sound. The gutter was shaking. And when I looked up, the turkey buzzard had been sitting on the roof and was flying away. That shit looked like shit out of the Flintstone.
It looks like a pterodactyl.
Right. And so I started screaming. And my neighbor told me, he said, "That bird be up there all the time." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "When your father put that food out, the buzzard would sit up there and he'd let the squirrels and the cats and the old whatever come up and eat." And my father would put a lot of shit out there because it's like 6 of us in the house. And everybody left old food he put out in the yard. And the neighbor said the buzzard would sit on the roof and whatever animal would come up, He would let them sit there and eat till they was full. Then he'd swoop down and carry their ass away. And if nothing come, then he would jump down there and eat the food. Whatever was on. So, you know, that was the last day we put some shit outside. Because when I looked up, that damn thing wingspan had to have been at least 6 feet. Because the shadow completely covered me. That's what fucked me up. I don't look up. What the hell? And I hadn't smoked that day, so I know that wasn't it.
Can you imagine put out like a piece of fish that was like too bony or something, and some cat troubles starts eating it. Some buzzard comes and swoops, takes the cat out,
whooped his ass up and took off.
And then a circle of life starts playing.
Hey, look. I seen the squirrel and the bird fight over a piece of pizza crust one day. The bird had it pulling it, and the squirrel had it pulling it, and another bird came down, I guess was going to help. The squirrel took his, look, the squirrel took his tail and smacked the shit out of both of them and ran up the tree with the pizza crust, right?
There you go.
So I'm sitting on the porch, and then, Joy, you know how my street is, and that telephone post is right in front of my house. The same squirrel, I guess it was the same squirrel. Mm-hmm. He was running across that telephone post, and the bird swooped down and picked his ass up and dropped him in the middle of traffic. On, I guess he said, "You took my pizza, nigga, die." Right in the middle of the street.
Throw him in the middle of the street. Right.
Man, wow. That shit, I was like, damn.
If I could have
recorded that shit, I would have went world star. First with the fight. And then with him dropping his ass in the middle of the street. I don't know if it was the same bird, squirrel, but yeah.
Some a bird got his revenge for that other bird.
Yeah, he did.
I've been like thoroughly perplexed by the amount of animals that manage to live in this very urban area.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's still the country. It's a weird place to live.
Like there was a whole family of, look out my window while I was like, literally there's a window in my bathroom on the first floor. Why? I don't know. It's very large. It's an absurdly large window to have.
They can see you in the shower.
Oh, no, while you're on the shitter.
They can see you when you're pissing. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Like I can look into oncoming traffic and pee at the same time. It's really, no one asked for this. But like one day I was sitting there and then all of a sudden this deer walked right up to the window.
Looked at you.
Yeah, like they were locking eyes with the deer. There was a whole family of them out there.
Yeah.
And one of them had like this scar on the side of it. I was like,
that's a thug.
There's a thug deer.
Thug deer.
Leading these other deer.
Welcome to Sweetland. Welcome to Sweet Pleasant. Welcome to Sweet Pleasant. Funnest place on earth. On my way back from Atlantic City.
And then the freaking cats be.
Oh, the cats are the worst.
Oh.
Cats are fucking worst around here.
Oh, well, you wouldn't have liked it when they first built the subway, because when they was digging up over there, all kind of shit was coming up out the ground.
Yeah. When they break ground on shit, every animal you could think of.
Man, listen, Joy, I was sitting on my front porch, and you know where I am from the subway, and I swear to God, we seen rabbits, raccoons, deer. I seen everything come about that goddamn possums. Every goddamn thing came about that summer.
Never in the story.
An elephant and an alligator.
Ian Savage said in the comments on Instagram, he said they looking for that butt naked.
And Joey, my cousins was up here from the country. And they sitting on the front porch. And every time something would walk by, they go, good eating. Because you know, people in the country eat every goddamn thing.
Oh, look, some mutton.
Oh, yeah, we about to grub.
Man, listen, when I went down the country, I was a vegetarian the whole time I was down there.
Mm. Yeah, because it's two things they do in the country. Eat whatever runs across them and not wear shoes. And
oh, no, they eat everything that run, jump, swim, fly.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it moves and it's meaty, they will eat it.
Long as it don't speak a language, you better not be mute.
And it might be you if you go to certain parts.
Right.
But yeah, when I was on my way back from Atlantic City, we stopped at a Wendy's just to get lunch, like on the way back. And there was a wild turkey, a real live turkey. Like I looked over and I went, is that a fucking turkey? And she went, yeah, it is. I was like, why is it walking behind a Wendy's? That's that's the next question in my mind.
Was it Jive?
It was.
Well, at least it wasn't a chicken behind KFC.
Okay, well, it wouldn't be a chicken behind KFC because they don't serve real chicken. It's
right. That's why they people don't understand. That's why they had to change the name to KFC.
Yes, because they don't serve real chicken. They can't say it's Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's KFC.
I mean, it right. could have been a carry out. If it was, if the turkey was, I would wonder how that would have gone.
If it was a
carry out. I don't know. I got put out the carry out around here. they messed up my order and I went back around there. And one of the little guys in there made a comment about the wings. I said, well, I only order shrimp out the carry out because you can't imitate a shrimp. So then the one guy said, well, that's why I only get the wings. So I told him, I said, baby, once they take the feathers off, a wing is a wing is a wing. So you don't know if you eat pigeon wing, parrot wing, chicken wing, turkey wing. And think about it. Why does the wings at the carryout be bigger than the wings at the chicken places?
That's true.
Yeah, the wings at the carryout be 3 times bigger than KFC, Popeyes, and all the rest of them shits put together. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, so the man in the back of tell me, you know, yeah. coming here no more.
I didn't know until I started working at the place I was working at that there are like 5 different size wing categories.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, so like they were like, yeah, do you have jumbo wings? And I was like, jumbo wings? Is that box says wings on it, sir. And that's the one you need. And they were like, no, I need the other one. The box says jumbo on it. And I went and I looked at it. And the wing, like the meat on the drum of the wing went from this to this.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
I don't like jumbo wings.
They don't cook right.
I don't know, but I know Popeyes kill their chickens before when they first come out the egg. Because I got a wing from over there. I swear to God, the drumstick part was smaller than my thumb. I took a picture and put that shit on Facebook.
Because they can hide it in all that whole breading. Wing,
you know that little cup they give you with the rice and gravy?
Mm-hmm.
The whole wing fit inside that little ass cup. I'm like, this shit wasn't even a chick, and it was still a chick.
It's you know, like a baby.
You know what
they bad killed that bitch straight out the egg. As soon as it hatched, they killed it.
You gotta chip away from the breading to get to the meat.
Like a minor. Like worse with that. Oh man, but yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. Like when they run out of chicken wings, like every couple of years, there's a shortage of chicken wings. Uh-huh. But they never say there's a shortage of chicken thighs or a shortage of chicken legs.
People eat more wings and breasts.
But if you kill a chicken, you get 2 of each piece out of that chicken.
Right.
So where's the rest of it? All that goes bad at the same time.
Right. And that's why they had them specials.
Right. And they use it for other stuff.
Use it for feed, I think. They use it for a lot of like animal
they
feed.
They use it for bologna and all kind of shit.
Everybody's been brainwashing, told dark meat's bad for you.
Yes, it is.
So same difference to wings. Wings have the same fat content that the legs do.
I don't eat nothing below the waist, so yeah.
But like,
there you go.
But like, the point is, like, you like they're only ones looking for that chicken breast cell. That's not a problem because those get turned into nuggets and whatever the hell. The thighs, there's always plenty left over for whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're always downgraded.
You ever had a boneless thigh?
Hmm?
Ever eat skinless, boneless thighs?
Yeah, gross, weird.
No, it's all right.
No, I like it.
I want to know what wings do they use when you go to these places and you get the boneless wings? Because some of them chunks be bigger. Because to me, if it's boneless, it should still look like the wing. You just took the bone out.
It's the. You know damn well those are chicken nuggets. And those people that order them are childish.
Oh my God, that's funny as shit. She's like, no. Why don't it look like a wing no more? That's fucking great.
I get mad when you go out to these different, and I think I pissed the people off at one club, so I stopped saying it. But I'm tired of going to the goddamn club and order 8 chicken wings, and it's just 4 wings you cut in half, goddamn it.
Oh, they ain't giving whole wings.
They ain't giving whole wings.
I'm like, y'all know what? We need to boycott that shit because if we stop buying it, they'll stop doing it.
I don't know. Because I don't want that little
shit. I'm going to pay $13 for 3 chicken wings that you done cut in half and say they 6.
I mean.
This is why I fuck with hip-hop chicken. At least they give you the whole wing. The hip-hop, tiny
hip hop gives you whole wings.
Yeah.
I don't go to. I don't buy wings in hip hop. I buy fish from hip hop. Usually I buy.
All the fish is good. Yeah.
Tilapia or catfish from
the catfish nuggets are never what I want them to be.
They never seem to be flavored right. Like it seems like
they have a weird aftertaste that the regular catfish don't have.
Never actually happy. Never happy with the nuggets. I'm happy with the catfish.
I feel like
I don't know where you get your fish nuggets from, but the Hanger Club over on Branch Avenue, them Jones is the bomb.
Okay.
And make notes.
Hanger Club. Okay, I know. I think I know where that is.
Okay.
That's over. That's like just as you come back into DC. Like if you come in.
So by Andrews Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over near where I live. Like right around the corner from where I live at.
It used to be a strip club. I don't know if it still is or not, but we used to do comedy in there too back in the day. And them fish nuggets was off the man. I would order one there and one to take home. And then when I would have a show, I would ward off. I would call when I was leaving ward off because they would be closed. And I would call and put in my order and pick that shit up on the way home.
Okay, so we definitely need to visit this place. Even though the only reason I've ever heard of Branch Avenue is in a traffic report. It's the only reason I know what that is. It's
Route 5? You know what Route 5 is?
I don't know, but it Branch Avenue is on every traffic report I've ever heard on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
somebody got an accident.
There's always something happening on Branch Avenue
is like the new raceway.
Yeah.
It used to be Suitland Parkway, Pennsylvania Avenue, and what's the other one? I can't think of the other one. So now it's Branch Avenue, Indian Head Highway, and another one. That's why they got all them speed cameras up there now. But back in the day, those were the raceways.
Do you know how many cameras caught me when I moved here?
All of them.
All. I found every camera.
I know the one at the bottom of my hill got you all the time, didn't it?
The problem was I wasn't getting my mail, so I didn't like know how many. There's a couple of them that are really inconspicuously placed.
Mm-hmm.
The one by the metro station, I peeped that fairly quickly.
Yeah, that there's usually one there. By most metro stations, there's always a speed camera because people are coming out of the metro.
Right.
Anywhere where you get crowds of people, look for a speed camera in this area.
There's as many speed cameras as there are makeshift shrines. So. I mean, you see the history is in the street. There's a shrine, and then you see the speed camera, and you go, "Oh, well, they died so that they could walk." Like it's
you're stupid as shit.
I'm gonna tell you something else. Y'all stopping at these lights, your wheel go 1 inch over that little white part for the walkway. Your ass getting a ticket.
Yeah, they're really strict with that.
You go over that little white line. Your ass getting a ticket.
On a left turn or a right turn?
No.
No, the either red light.
Either way, if you stop at a red light, regardless of whether you're going straight or turning, if your wheel goes over that white line, you getting a ticket.
Oh, you need, that's why, yeah, you're supposed to give at least a foot between your wheels and the.
Yeah, but you usually don't get a ticket in the mail.
You ran a red light. I don't know what it is.
I'm just saying that the camera, they're stricter. They enforce that shit.
Yeah.
Like
they need that money.
If you make, you don't stop at a full stop, even if you do, I still have one that I refuse to pay because I like the video showed me stopped and then like I saw me break and then I went, but they still try to hit me for turning on a red.
I'm gonna tell you what you do when you stop. Go 1, 2, 3, count to 5 like that, and then take off.
There was a whole car in front of me. I don't know what the fuck that camera.
They got
was.
A ticket too.
Yeah,
2 for that's one.
That's the part that's crazy to me is I know how many cameras there are, and I still see people doing great. I know people speed down this street all the fucking time.
You hear them.
I can hear it. I can hear the speed.
What are you talking about, Central Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way that man. That's on top of that camera. There's 0% chance based on the sound coming out of that vehicle.
Because you hear it from where the camera is to the light. So it's like you know they were speeding down a goddamn hill. What you looking at, Joe?
Did y'all know that you can take the screen protector from your laptop and put it over your driver's license and it won't get a picture?
Yeah, but you get caught with that shit. You're gonna get fucked up.
You get three fines for doing that shit if they pull you over with it.
You need that I forgot button. What movie it was, but dude had a button where he would push the button and the license plate would flip to something different. I was like, gone, shit.
That was, I think, a Transporter, I think, with Jason Statham.
Yeah. Is Angela also Brooks still our county executive?
I believe so.
She's running for Senate now?
I don't know.
You're supposed to know these things. You're white, Joey. You're supposed to be up on the stuff.
He's pigmently challenged.
He's melanally challenged, yes.
He grew up around us. He is not white.
I've been trying to.
Extra light skin.
Well, then he should respond with like other black people do in the county when I mention Angela Alsobrooks. Brooks. Fuck that bitch.
Joey, I wanted to tell you the secret to turn black.
You didn't when let me finish. Come,
this, I'm going to tell you. When the summertime comes, get you some Vaseline and rub down and go outside. I can guarantee after a week, you're going to be about 3 shades darker.
Oh, wait till I get back from Greece.
You're going to look like a Greek.
I'm going to look very Mediterranean.
So use Greece in Greece.
So we're gonna cook Joey in
right.
Man, I was black as shit when I was little, and I couldn't figure out why. My father was in the service. We lived in Japan, and over there it didn't get too much colder than it's been here the last couple of days. But it got hot than a bitch. And when I was coming up, kids was outside from 9 o'clock in the morning till the street lights came on. And back in the 60s, they didn't have too much lotion for us. Wasn't no cocoa butter and all that bullshit. So my mother then would rub me down in Vaseline and then send me out goddamn side. So
yeah,
it's cookie. A wonder I lighten back up. Because if I take a picture, if I show y'all a picture of my kindergarten when we first got to Japan and my first grade picture, I look just like Buckwheat.
Shit. Well, you're in Japan, too, so the white balance is going to be off with you and the Japanese kids.
Yeah, buddy. We were one of the only black families over there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, buddy, that son over there was no joke, and they would grease my ass up and then send me outside. Black as hell.
Could have been worse. Could have been Crisco.
No. Black people don't butter their kids up with Crisco. We grease them down.
Grease them down. And I'm going to tell y'all some good. I'm great. I remember one time. Yeah, I said one time. One time when I was locked up in commissary, they didn't have no lotion. Why this girl was running around using butter? I'm like, really, bitch? I mean, you know, yeah.
That episode of whatchamacallit? Seinfeld, where
Kramer was basting himself.
Somebody kept buttering himself.
Yeah, that's people do stupid shit sometimes. Oh man, but hey man, we've reached 10:30.
Yeah,
ready to call it.
Yeah, I have to actually.
You got to get up for work.
So nobody else from the show gonna chime in.
Apparently not.
They all got the same message.
Okay, so that means they get deducted. Yeah. That's part of the promo.
There you go. I don't know why they wouldn't do it. But Ms. Rita, tell them where they can follow you at online there.
Not too many places because I used to smoke crack, so I don't want people really following me. And that's how I started smoke crack, following other people. But no, but I gotta look it up because my kids made my account. So when I don't act right, they cut my shit off. Ain't that something when your kids put you on punishment? Mm. Right. So wait a minute. I think my Instagram is Miss Rita 61. That what that say? Yeah, that's what that say. And then Facebook is Rita Hollis. Both of them have the QR code for
it's my Miss Dot Rita 61.
Miss Dot Rita.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in there so that.
I know my Cash App though. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the best one to keep.
No, they got into my account with that electric damn money. Mm. So pay me cash.
Fuck there you go. Them.
Hey, I understand. But Joey, where can they find you at, bud?
At Joey Low Comedy on all platforms. Well, that's a lie. It's just Instagram. But
it's the only platform.
The only platform I care about.
Oh, man.
Fuck you, Facebook. No.
Yeah, they put me in jail. Evidently. somebody made a post and I said, I'm too old to fight. I'll just kick your kneecap back because I don't know nobody that can walk like a flamingo. And they banned me.
Yeah, they say violence.
Oh, man.
Peel that motherfucker's muffin cap back.
Peel that motherfucker's muffin cap back, Blue.
Walk like a flamingo.
Well, you can find me anywhere at djmarcus.comedy all over the internet, and anywhere you find the Dot Comedy podcast or comedy shows near me, you will find DJ Marcus. We're the Dot Comedy team. We got a show this weekend at Dave and Buster's in Arundel Mills. The 420 smoke extravaganza. We're going to have a whole bunch of fun. Smoke. If you want to smoke at the smoke extravaganza, by all means, go outside. We do not allow smoking in the venue, but we do allow you to do whatever you feel like doing in the streets. That has nothing to do with us at comedy shows near me. That has something to do with you, sir. So we will see you next time with more fun and more thrills on me.
Dot Comedy. Just a hint, go around to the left of the building. The police don't be over there. In the cut.
You run the thing, Billy.
What?
Run the thing.
My thing.
The graphic.
This thing?